This is Greg Olson, here to tell you about my new podcast, TE1. On the show, I had a chance to talk to my fellow tight ends who have revolutionized the position from an extra lineman to a dual threat superstar. And just like my guests have changed the game, this year, NFLSundayTicket.tv is revolutionizing your NFL viewing experience. Stream all the live out-of-market NFL games every Sunday on your favorite devices and never miss a moment from your favorite players. Visit NFLSundayTicket.tv and use the promo code GREG88 at checkout and get 15% off your subscription. That's NFLSundayTicket.tv and the promo code GREG88. Subscribe to TE1 and get NFLSundayTicket.tv, an unmatched dual threat.
Blue Wire. You're listening to the Raider Cody Podcast, the official podcast of RaidersBeat.com.
When you have great coaches, then after you have great coaches, you get great players, you have a great organization, and you tell them one thing. Just win, David.
You're going to get everything I got. Everything I got. Give me everything you got. Yeah. Do it for the man next to you.
Let's go. Let's go, Raiders on three. 1, 2, 3. Let's go get this.
We talk about rebuilding. How do you rebuild? I don't think that Gruden came in to rebuild. I think he came to set his roster on fire.
Real quick, before we get into this episode, I want to ask a favor here from Raider Nation, my listeners here at the Raider Cody Podcast. If you're listening to this on an Apple device and you listen to it with the Apple Podcast app, I want you to do me a favor. This is how you can give back to the show. I want you to go on where you can subscribe. I want you to unsubscribe and then resubscribe to the show. So unsubscribe and then resubscribe. And if you haven't already, leave that 5-star rating and review. That's what helps other Raiders fans find the show. So if you enjoy this show and want to help other Raiders fans find this show on their feed, that's how you do it. So unsubscribe right now and resubscribe. You want to do it twice? Go ahead. You want to do it 3 times? Go ahead. But make sure at the end of this that you're subscribed still. So stay subscribed. Just do a little work. So let's get into this live stream, episode 97. Definitely want to give a shout out real quick to Eddie in the chat, firing this thing off with a donation. Shout out to Eddie. Appreciate everyone here. We should be live on Facebook, YouTube, Periscope / Twitter. Same thing, kind of confusing, but you can find it on your Twitter feed or you can follow the Periscope app. This is episode 97 being brought to you by DealDash.com using promo code RaiderCody. You can also save 15% off on NFL Sunday Ticket. I can't tell you here on YouTube, but if you go back, you listen to the podcast later when I post it, you can find out all the details to NFL Sunday Ticket promo codes. Again, shout out to the live chat here. If you're listening to this on the podcast, make sure you get involved with the live stream. Do both. Why not? Double up. Then you can make sure every wrong thing I say, you can double check me on it. So still going live every Saturday night, 8:30 p.m. Pacific. Until the season starts, and then we're shifting this over to post-game. So be ready for post-game shows. Later in the show, Kenny King is going to be joining us for the first time in a few weeks now. He's going to be joining us. We're going to be doing a Q&A. So start thinking of questions. Don't post them yet because I'm not going to save them. Don't post them yet. Save them. So as soon as Kenny King gets in here, we're going to do a little Q&A. And first, we're just going to jump right into it because she's a mama now. So we're going to switch on over. And welcome in, or should I say welcome back, keeping it 300's host, Fallon Smith. Fallon, what's going on?
Well, you know, you have to understand how much I love you because I have a newborn. It is 10:30 and my husband, thank God for him, is feeding him right now to put him back to sleep because I had to come on the Raider Cody podcast. That's how special you are to me, Raider Cody. Isn't that a good thing?
Oh, great thing. I hope Big Nick and Little Nick understand what's at stake here. Yeah. So, Fallon, what's it been? 3 months? 3 months.
3 months.
No,
yes.
Raiders football, all mommy stuff. So, you're back.
Yeah. I'm back, but it feels good to be back. I definitely have missed talking Raiders, but to be honest, I didn't really miss much because of COVID. It wiped everything out. You know what I mean? So I'm restarting the podcast just in time, keeping it 300. Make sure you guys listen. I just posted an episode on Thursday. I think you guys will appreciate it. Some people wanted to argue with me on Twitter about Derek Carr's comments and how I felt he had a case. But anyways, we don't have to go there. Just make sure you go and tune in to keeping it 300.
Keeping it 300. I got the link, just so you know, I got the link to your podcast in the description of the show. So while you're sitting here watching, you can go down in the description, click the link, Apple, iTunes, leave that rating and review after you love the podcast, of course. But arguing and disagreeing with you on Twitter, I don't believe it. I don't believe it.
Yeah. There's no trolls on Twitter. There's no trolls on Twitter.
Happy place. Everybody agrees and loves each other on Twitter. So
a really good welcome back. That was my welcome back. The day after I posted my podcast, just come after Fallon. But anyways, I was like, man, thank God I stayed away for 3 months. Jesus.
Oh man. Yeah, you haven't missed anything in those regards. But I want to make this quick. Obviously, you have mom duties coming up here. Real quick, in your opinion, in the 3 months, of course, that you've had to sit here and evaluate on all that spare time you have, what do you think about this Raiders roster and how Gruyock and everybody has prepared for the 2020 season?
Gruyock, I like it. Gruyock. First of all, I like how you said make it quick, but as you know, I talk a lot, so nothing really that I is ever quick, but I'll try to do my best. If you listen to Keep It at 300, if you listen to my podcast, you know I'm pumped. You know I think Mayock and Gruden did a great job, both in free agency and the draft. You know, they made upgrades on both sides of the ball, filled their biggest needs, a wide receiver, you know, linebacker, corner. And as James Jones likes to say, they now have a Ferrari on offense. Mm-hmm. And, you know, with the upgrades on defense, especially with Corey Littleton, who was my fave, I'm so glad they signed him. And, of course, you know, coming into the season, hopefully a healthy Jonathan Abrams, you know, the young guys like Max Crosby and Cleveland Farrell, hopefully, you know, taking a big leap in year two. I think there's no reason at all that this Raiders defense shouldn't at least, folks, at least be a middle of the pack defense, if not a top 10. Okay, at least middle of the pack, please, because y'all haven't been a middle of the pack defense in like the last decade. But if that's the case, you know, they'll be in good shape. But I cannot lie. You know what gets me excited, Raider Cody?
What's that?
The offense. Offense. I love me some offense. You know, and seeing the Raiders post videos of Henry Ruggs, you know, gets me excited with his speed. You know, a guy that can stretch the field. And I know that you saw the video that the Raiders posted of his one-handed catch from Derek Carr.
Oh, yeah.
That was beautiful.
Oh, man. We've been waiting a long time for that kind of content.
Something, yeah, because obviously the access to the media is limited. But as you know, Ruggs has big play, highlight reel ability. He, I think, only dropped one pass at Alabama last year. So he definitely has made my hashtag all hands team. Thank you very much. Yeah. But something that maybe you weren't going to think I was going to say, but maybe you did know I was going to say this. I think who's going to be a dominant receiver on this team is going to be Bryan Edwards. Ooh. I am super excited about Bryan Edwards. I'm not going to lie. You have a big physical wideout. What is he, 6'3", 210, 212, something like that. And I watch a lot of SEC football, okay? And he made a ton of highlight reel catches at South Carolina. And yak yardage, baby. Ton of yards after the catch. So I'm excited about him. Gruden also can do some fun creative stuff, obviously, with Lynn Bowden Jr. So, honestly, Gruden has a ton of toys to play with, man. This is where he's going to make his $100 million contract, his paycheck. You know, let's see what kind of plays he comes up with this year. Of course, Derek Carr has to deliver as well. And I think he is going to. I think this is going to be a good year if we have a season. You know what I'm saying? If we, in fact, have a season.
That's going to bring us to our next topic. And Fallon Smith coming through here on the hotline with some hot takes. Not so hot. I mean, they're pretty popular takes, but still some hot takes here.
Lukewarm.
I like it. So shout out to Stage Door Casino. While we're talking about them, they came in with a very generous Super Chat donation. We have a thing right now because they are partially shut down. Just their little market, their stores open, the bar shut down. But while everything's going on, you know, we kind of have this little agreement in place. Like, hey, you know, let's not get too out of hand with everything that we're doing right now. So I guess shout out to John at Stage Door Casino. They're still coming through for us some way, somehow. I can't stop the Super Chat, so I guess that's one way to do it. Fallon Smith,
Yes.
I got to know.
Okay.
I'm sure you've already talked to James about this on your podcast, but
Means you listen to my podcast. Okay. Anyway,
hey,
move on.
Listen, okay, while we're on the topic, let me explain myself so people don't think I'm a jerk. My thing is, I really, really, really enjoy both your opinion and James Jones' opinion so much that most of the time whenever I listen to it, and if I have a different opinion on things, you can almost convince me to change my mind, and then I got to find myself like saying what you guys are saying. So I'm like, okay, I got to pump the brakes. I got to keep my own opinion here. You know what I mean? I
got to keep my own opinion. All right, you get a pass.
Yeah, I still, you know,
But after this is over, then you have to go back and, you know, watch, listen to our podcast. But anyway.
Yeah, so COVID, everything that's going to limit the season, no fans in seats. I want to know kind of what's going to be the biggest impact to the game that we see this year.
The actual game itself?
I mean, yeah, players are on the field on Sundays. What are we going to, how's it going to be different?
Well, one, I don't think players are going to be on the field on Sundays, but I'm holding out some hope. I think so there's two things I think. So entering, you know, the season, I think, you know, coaches are having to cut their roster down without really having a chance to evaluate, you know, some of these young guys and drafted guys, you know. So they're going to let some really good talent walk, but you can't fault them for that because there's no way of knowing, really, and everybody is at the same disadvantage when it comes to that. So I don't think we're going to see those great Jalen Richard type of stories, you know, this season. But as far as the games go, Lord have mercy, especially the Raiders. You know, some fans, well, I think right now it's still fluid, but there's a small percentage of fans in other stadiums possibly allowed. But for the Raiders, you know, there's not going to be fans at Allegiant Stadium this year. And I totally understand why. You know, got to protect the team, the staff, the fans themselves. But with all the hype, man, surrounding the move to Las Vegas, you know, you have the $2 billion state-of-the-art stadium. Your debut in your new stadium is going to be completely empty and fanless. So, you know, Cody, players feed off the energy of the crowd. You know, they get hyped running out of the tunnel and on the field before a game. You know, they jump into the stands after a touchdown, etc. And now they're really going to feel more like scrimmages. You know what I'm saying? So you'll have to find motivation within yourself, kind of week in and week out. And I honestly think that, and James actually said this on the podcast, he said, I think what's going to happen, it's going to feel like a scrimmage, but then you're going to find yourself 0-3, and you're like, crap, we got to figure out a way to make the playoffs. We 0-3. So then they're going to turn up the intensity. You know what I'm saying? So he said it's going to feel weird at first, but then when you find yourself in a hole because you clearly didn't take it seriously and you understand the playoffs are on the line, then you're going to, you know, ramp the things up. So it's going to be the team who can find, you know, motivation within themselves each week that's going to come out on top. And hopefully, you know, the Raiders will come up with some creative way to make sure, you know, they have home field advantage, quote unquote home field advantage, with like maybe what the NBA is doing, virtual fans, you know, pumping in the crowd noise, etc. But as you know, also the NBA is playing in a smaller arena, not a huge empty stadium. But these are unprecedented times, Cody, and everybody has to adjust. So even us on our podcast.
No, yeah, you're right. And hopefully, man, if there's no football, like what are we gonna do? Like I've been making up scenarios.
Long off season.
it's oh man, as ugly as it's already getting. We need some wins to kind of settle things. And two things on your topic, the two things that are standing out to me right now with this COVID thing is we're seeing already with a couple guys. You know, we've seen it with Matthew Stafford. Now we're seeing it with, you know, I don't want to like assume anything, but even with Max Crosby, where there could be some false positives. Coming through. And, you know, Matthew Stafford was out, you know, 4 days. What happens if on Friday, if Matthew Stafford, instead of that happening in August or whatever it was, late July, what if that happens on a Friday before a game on Sunday and he can't play and he doesn't have it? Like, well, that's what,
that's frustrating. Imagine. That's frustrating. But guess what? He's not going to be able to play. And that's exactly why John Gruden did what he did and played the prank on his team, because it could happen to anyone. Nobody is immune to this virus. It could happen to the head coach. It could happen to the quarterback, the running back, the star on defense, etc. So everybody has to be ready. And the funny thing is, James actually said on the podcast, if you're like a third string, fourth stringer, and you're in meetings, and for the most part, you're third string, fourth string, you ain't going to play, right? So you're kind of sleeping in those meetings, dozing off. Mm-hmm. You can't do that this year. You got to be locked and loaded, locked and ready. You know what I'm saying?
Exactly. So. Fallon, I appreciate you joining me. I wanted to make this as quick as possible. Sometime in the future, I'm sure, as a little Nick gets a little bigger, Nick, you'll find some more time here, and we'll have a longer conversation. We'll make sure you don't, you know, baby daddy's got to stay happy so you can do your own podcast whenever you have the time to do that. So,
But just so you know, guys, it's 10:45 my time because I'm in, Central Time. I'm in Missouri, unfortunately, next to those Kansas City Chiefs. Mm-hmm. But anyway, I did this for you. I just want you to know. I need to go to sleep now because my son is asleep.
That's how much Fallon loves me, just so the chat understands. That's how much she loves me. So, right, again, John. Description. Check the description. Fallon's Keeping It 300 podcast link is in there. Subscribe, 5-star review. Give Fallon some love and get this podcast going. 3-month break. Let's get her back under her feet and get this thing rolling. So, Fallon, thanks again. We'll talk soon.
Appreciate you. Peace out, playa.
So I think I did that right. I got everything set up right now on hotkeys. And the way hotkeys work is I have all these different commands to do things. And instead of probably most people, you know, they kind of set one here and there as they do shows and they kind of like learn them as they go. No, I like to set all my stuff to hotkeys. So I got like 20 hotkeys here that I'm like learning like this week. So I hit the wrong button. I'm sorry. That's the downside. Shout out to Raider Nation Radio. Because if you guys should, if you haven't already, call in sometime during the week to Raider Nation Radio. You'll see it's cool how they have their little setup, their little producer in the background. You know, they set everything up, drop them in, they have them on a waiting line, and they plop them in there. I could really use one of those. I'll tell you that much. Of course, we don't have a operational building here for multiple people, so it's just, host and produce in the same breath. So apologize for any mistakes. Another point that actually I do want to hit on this COVID thing, and I talked to, since we're talking about calling into Raider Nation Radio, I'd talked to JT the Brick about this a couple of days ago. And Fallon had said, you don't get to generate that energy on defense anymore, right? You kind of lose that home field advantage. There's been someone here in the chat, real quick. There's been someone here in the chat that's been wanting to challenge me to a Madden game. So you find me on social media, and we're gonna play. We'll live stream a Madden game on Twitter or something. I'm not very good at Madden, but I never back down from a challenge. So luckily, we're hopefully setting up a defense now that's able to generate its own energy. And this brings me back to a couple months ago talking to Hoku, and I've said this a few times. It's hearing Amik Robertson, Damon Arnett, these guys, John, at their own teammates, their own little practice. You know, they're 7-on-7s. It's not going to take much to get into a real football scenario. I mean, of course, it's not going to be like a game, really. It's going to be like practice, like she said. But you're going to be suited up. You're going to be going against an opponent. I think it's going to be easy for this defense, especially the secondary and some of these guys, to generate their own momentum, generate their own energy. So I think bringing in these dog mentality type guys, I think this is absolute good timing. So I got a quick message for you guys from our friends at Blue Wire. Then when we come back, we're going to go over some more announcements and cover some things before we get to Kenny King. What's going on, Raider Nation? Support here at the Raider Cody Podcast and Blue Wire Podcasting Network is brought to you by Manscaped, who is the best in men's below-the-belt grooming. Manscaped offers precision-engineered tools for your family jewels. They obsess over their technology developments to provide you the best tools for your grooming experience. And come on, guys, we've all had at least one incident when trimming down there didn't quite go as planned. So that's why Manscaped has redesigned the electric trimmer and are now selling their lawnmower 3.0. When I tell you this is premium, I mean premium. The battery will last up to 90 minutes, so you can take a longer shave. The water-resistant technology allows you to groom in the shower, and I think, myself, one of the coolest features is the LED light, which illuminates grooming areas for a closer and more precise trimming. They've also upgraded to a 7,000 RPM motor with quiet stroke technology. The kit that I use, it comes with actually a deodorant and maybe some like last-minute, reviver in case you need it. I'm telling you guys, your lady's gonna love the smell that Manscaped can give you down there. If you're listening to me speak right now, I want you to experience it firsthand for yourself. Trim that junk of yours, right? Get 20% off plus free shipping with code RaiderCody at manscaped.com at checkout. The package I just showed you, it's $89.99. My promo code, RaiderCody, We'll take it down. It'll take it down to almost $70. So visit manscaped.com now and view all of their products. Your balls will thank you. Gabe in the chat. Come on, we're all buying Manscaped. That's how we do it. Promo code Raider Cody. I'm just the messenger here. Just the messenger. But hey, it's a quality product. It's a quality product. I'd be lying if I said it's not a dang good product. Men, you got to use it. The women will love it. I'm telling you. Anyways, yeah, chat loves it. So we got a few things, of course, that's been happening this week. And the first one, which I think's hilarious, kind of. I shouldn't say it's hilarious, but PJ Hall was waived, right? And then the Vikings decided to snag him before he was, like, you know, clearing waivers. They offered a, like, conditional seventh-round pick. Cool, like, here's a seventh-rounder. So, like, man, we got something for PJ Hall. You know, it was a couple hours after it was announced. And then failed his physical. So, obviously, the Vikings just had no idea what they're getting themselves into. I think we realized last year he came in a little out of shape. PJ Hall got called out in the offseason at least a couple times. I know Mike Mayock did around the draft period. Called out PJ Hall, basically said, you know, we're not gonna deal with, you know, laziness. We only demand 100%, and he didn't. And the Vikings had no idea. I think that's great. Like, Minnesota, like, thinks that they're getting some, like, young former second round interior defensive lineman, then he shows up, like, way out of shape. So shout out to Minnesota over there. Definitely a fail. Another one, similar scenario. Jeremy Hill comes in, signs, announces he's a Raider. And I think that was obviously just because of what happened with Devontae Booker. If you guys remember Devontae Booker, you know, was picked up on that COVID list. And it was, I think, even more than like 4 days or whatever. So they probably signed Jeremy Hill just to be safe, right? Just to be safe. Make sure you have enough backs back there because it's camp. You know what I mean? You're not just like trying to have your starting three. Like, you need like 4, 5, 6 guys out there on the field during practice to take the reps. So they signed him and they cut him like 2 days later or something like that. So yeah, PJ should have used Manscaped. Hey, you never know. That could be a test on the physical. You got to take care of them family jewels down there, PJ Hall. Take care of them family jewels. And let's talk about the most polarizing topic here for a minute, and that is Derek Carr. Obviously, some things got fired up this year, or this week. Not this year. This year, too. The last couple years. Some things got fired up. It's been a hot topic. And it all started with this very spicy press conference. Let's just let's play it. Wrong one.
Part two of that was, and did I think about opting out?
shout out to Dustin.
When this thing came up, I did not. I have a lot to prove to myself. I have a lot to prove to my organization. I'm going to be completely honest with you. I'm tired of being disrespected. So there was no question I was going to play this year. I'm trying to go win this Super Bowl so we can hang one of these banners in this beautiful indoor that we got. And then I want to go try and do it again. And then I want to go try and do it again until I'm too old or they kick me out of this place.
Woo. See, now, here's the thing is, and you see, shout out to Dustin Matthews in the chat.
And on to the next one, I guess.
Oh, man, you guys are going to hear more of that in the regular season. That was a little slip up there. Listening to that Derek Carr presser, what in the world? Those are the two things that people are so frustrated about. This, I'm, you know, right here, I got it in quotes, right here. Right there. I'm tired of being disrespected. Okay, like, cool. Like, if you got to the point where you're frustrated, what are you going to say? I'm tired of being disrespected. Like, give me some respect. Working my tail off, I'm improving. Now, the thing is, it's just in front of that where he's saying, you know, he's there to prove people wrong, right? He's fired up. He's pissed. Like, there's nothing wrong with that. And in my opinion, I'd rather him talk like that then talk watered down. You know what I mean? There was a watered down Derek Carr in the past that would, you know, say everything that was, you know, politically correct. He'd go out there and say everything that the PR department or whoever wanted him to say. Like, you just good, solid, neutral PR. Okay? Now Derek comes out this year, he's done with it. He's fired up. He's pissed. And a lot of people that side on the other side of the fence with this, of course, you know, I'm obviously pro Derek Carr. If nobody doesn't understand that, support my quarterback. That's my quarterback number four. But for those that sit on the other side of the fence of this, they seem to be frustrated with that quote. I get it. Like, whatever you want to say, then prove it. Well, okay, it's practice, dude. Like, chill. Like, we're in training camp. Like, that's the whole point of the message, was that he's gonna prove it this season. It's statement season. Statement. The Raiders want to make a statement this season, guys. Like, that's the whole point. So when we're in these pressers and he gets fired up and he's angry, let him freaking be angry. Don't complain. Like, what do you want? I thought this is what you wanted, right? So why not let him go out there and go out there and be the guy that you guys want him to be, that everybody wants him to be, right? Fired up, coming for everybody. Yeah. Shout out to the 509 Raiders. Shout out to all the moderators in the chat right now holding it down for us. But on top of this Derek Carr topic, and this is kind of where I was gonna put this thing out there. I decided not to 100%, but I'll tell you the kind of the story anyways. And this is the reason I like kind of having this like fan podcast, right? I try and hold myself to a standard. I don't like, you know, come on here bashing anybody. But I will come out, and I'm never going to shy away, because this is the reason I had the idea of even wanting to start this show. The reason I get, you know, wanting to talk so much. And that's because of just like the bad coverage that's been out there. Shout out to Raider Nation Radio for giving us some local radio and stuff. That's going to be great. But the national media and the disrespect that we get is just not going to be up to par. And unfortunately now it's gotten to the point to where Raider Nation is so polarizing. Like, we on Twitter, if whether we like something or dislike something, we could literally like alter the Twitter universe just by getting on there, liking, sharing, commenting, you know, keyboard, we're getting on their keyboard warrior, hating something of what they said, or hating someone for what they said, hating this, hating that opinion, disagreeing with them, and just being able to drag them through the dirt if we wanted to, right? Or if we want to blow it up and make this thing a trending video because Henry Ruggs goes out and makes a one-handed catch, we can do that. So I get this. Yeah, Raider Nation Radio, 9:20 a.m. You can stream it. I go right off the Raiders website. Raiders, you go to Raiders.com, then you go to multimedia, and then I think there's Raider Nation Radio, or just Google Raider Nation Radio, the link pops up. But I get this, and this is after this speech, right? This is I'm tired of being disrespected. So everybody gets on their high horse. Mike Florio, you know, looking Pinocchio looking dude, gets over there and wants to get on his high horse and like talk about him cutting his sleeves off, and like, dude looks like Dollar General's like the Goblin from the first Spider-Man movie. Tell me that guy doesn't look like the Goblin from the first Spider-Man movie, the Dollar General version. And all these guys, they're just like, can't even probably throw a football 10 yards. They get on their high horse through this whole thing of getting tired of being disrespected, and they're going on these rants because they're trying to get a stir. And this is the thing. It's like, not everybody's trying to just dish their honest opinion. A lot of these guys are just trying to get a stir out of Raider Nation. And I get a DM. I'll go ahead and say it. I mean, why not? From CBS Sports, the verified CBS Sports account. And they DM me this video clip of this dude just trashing Derek Carr. Just going through, like, just dragging him through the mud. DMs me the small clip. It's like a 2-minute clip. DMs it to me with a face with like no mouth on it, like no words, right? I'm just like, what do you want me to do with that? Like, do you just DM me that to hopefully share it? What do you want me to do with that clip? And it's like, then it's like, it just sparked. I'm like, here we are, like, media just trying to get a stir out of Raider Nation. Create a divide. Let them go out there and give you some traction, right? Give you some traffic, give you those clicks, give you those views, right? That's what we want, national media. Shout out to CBS, shout out to all you guys, Pro Football Talk. Yeah, love it. Get on the high horse, go ahead, keep talking the talk. We're coming for you. So that's gonna be it for now. I came in here, I was gonna go in a little bit more on it, but I'm gonna chill out. I'm gonna relax. I'm gonna have Raiders beat text me later and say, hey, you need to settle down. It's my mentor. I can't cross the lines, but that's it for now. Kenny King Jr., shout out to Kenny King Jr. We're going to be talking to Kenny King here in just a second. I'm going to go through some Blue Wire ads here. I got actually just one for you this week. So we're going to take a quick break provided by Blue Wire since Kenny King's here in the chat. Kenny King, call me, Skype. Let's get after it. Kenny King is going to be, he's firing up a podcast soon, and he has his YouTube channel. He's just like in the chat. He's going to talk more about it in here in just a minute. So we're going to take this quick break provided by Blue Wire, and when we return, Kenny King will be joining us. Sundays are coming back in the NFL. With NFLSundayTicket.tv, you can stream every live, out-of-market NFL game every Sunday afternoon on your favorite devices. Plus, Red Zone and DirecTV Fantasy Zone channels. Never miss your favorite teams and favorite players. No matter where you live, NFLSundayTicket.tv is your key to the most glorious Sundays ever. Use the promo code BLUEWIRE at checkout to get 15% off your subscription. Visit NFLSundayTicket.tv and use promo code BLUEWIRE for your 15% off. Have you ever heard of DealDash.com? It's the best, most honest bidding site where you can win things you'd never expect at a price you'd never believe. They have over 1,000 auctions every day on electronics, appliances, beauty products, home decor, and even cars. Here's how it works. It's like an auction, but every item starts at $0 and only goes up 1 cent every time you bid. The kicker is that the auction clock restarts after just 10 seconds. That means every time you bid, everyone else has 10 seconds to answer or the item is yours. If you go ahead and buy now, DealDash is offering our listeners an extra 100 free bids upon sign up. An extra 100 free bids on top of their other discounts. Go to DealDash.com and use the offer code RaiderCody. Or you can go to DealDash.fm/RaiderCody. That's DealDash.fm/RaiderCody. Told you, these hotkeys, man, they can make you or break you. I'll tell you that much. Right there, they almost broke me. But we're going to go ahead and we're going to quit messing around, and we're going to get Kenny King in here. Kenny King.
What's up, brother?
What's up, bro? Long time no talk.
I know. What's it been, about 4 hours?
Well, according to text messages, about 30 seconds. That was
yeah,
good.
Right?
That was trying to jumble this. Yeah, I was talking about earlier the Raider Nation Radio having their cool producer in the background that takes the calls and like feeds them through to the host. That's great. I wish I could have something like that, because I'm over here like running an ad read while answering your Skype call, trying to hit these hotkeys. It's a little messy at times.
You know what? You got to step your game up, dude. You got to hire an intern or something like that.
Or you just have that Dusta mentality.
Now on to the next one, I guess.
Kenny King, man. We're going to take a Q&A, bro. So we could chit-chat a little bit more. So get your guys' questions ready in the chat. Drop something in there for us. Let me go ahead and pop that up, a little reminder at the bottom. Drop a question or a topic in this chat, and we're going to talk about it. So I guess I can just go ahead and kick things off real quick. And I haven't really talked much about Max Crosby. COVID list, but I'm seeing pictures of him looking fine on Instagram, so I'm guessing we can assume maybe false positive and see him back soon.
Yeah, you know, I'm thinking it could either be a false positive or he could be asymptomatic. I'm hoping that it's the former, not the latter, and he's asymptomatic, or I'm sorry, that it's a false positive and that he's not asymptomatic, and that when he takes his next few tests, that he'll be showing back up to practice and like nothing happened, and we can move on from there and nobody else has any issues. If it's asymptomatic, then we run the risk of other players potentially showing up with some more symptoms with positive tests. Generally it's a 48-hour period where the test will show up positive. So that's what we have to look out for now. But hopefully it's a situation where, just like with Matt Stafford, it was a false positive and we'll see him back soon.
100% Kenny King Jr., man. Love it. Sound drop. Not. See, hotkeys are just the end of me. Right there. Real talk. We're going to get this down. I was just telling him at the beginning of the show, I program this thing, and most people drop sound drops in there like one at a time or a couple at a time each week as you learn them. I dropped like 20 in there, and I'm just expecting to just know it, I guess, right off the bat. Couple questions. Kenny, if you want to pull up your YouTube chat or whatever, you can keep track of the questions there too. First question, and a topic that is something really great I've kind of been wanting to hit on with you anyways, was the report of Henry Ruggs in the slot. And now this thing has been so misinterpreted, in my opinion, because obviously a John Gruden offense, and you're going to draft this number one overall guy, you want Ruggs to know to play every single position out there on the field. And in a John Gruden offense, you're going to be asked to. Just because you're the number one receiver doesn't mean it's not Madden 2008 where the number one receiver just lines up on the sideline every time and they just go out there and do their job. No, he's going to be rotated around heavily. They get in bunch formations. You don't just give him a one-look, one-type wide receiver, especially when he's that talented with a ball in his hands. You got to move him around, and this thing got super misinterpreted, Kenny King. What are your thoughts?
Well, I mean, I think this isn't anything new, right? I mean, the Raiders have been talking about this for a long time. John Gruden's offense has been like this for a long time. Every receiver needs to know every position at receiver, and that's been ever since he's started as a coach. The reason being is because there's injuries, there's scheme changes, there's different players that are going to get the ball first reads, first options. So each player has to know where to line up in a different time, and they have to know what everybody else is doing, because the offense is so intricate. While it's still a simplified West Coast offense, the routes, the systems, the calls, everything is so intricate that everybody needs to know where everybody else is. And we saw last year when we had a lot of players go down, it's next man up mentality. So a lot of players are going to have to come in. They're going to have to step up, and they're going to have to move into another spot.
Mm-hmm. If there's three wide receivers on the field, I mean, we know that Ruggs is the Z. I mean, that was established early in the press conference. I mean, that's kind of what we expected. He's filling Antonio Brown's shoes. And in John Gruden's offense, you need your Z to be on point. That's going to be our dude. Just a little misinterpretation there. A little Cowboys fan that runs a Raiders blog page decided to skip things up a little bit since, you know, we're getting into real talk. Some real talk for a second. I guess that's what that was. But he's going to be the Z. Hunter Renfrow is going to be in the slot. And we're going to get down to business. Now, there's a question here, Kenny King. I'll let you answer. How did you and Kenny get to know each other?
The funny story. So me and Cody got to know each other because Cody stood me up at a tailgate. What was it about? Two and a half, 3 years ago. Cody goes, "Hey, I'm gonna be tailgating. I'll hit you up because I had just gotten more active on Twitter, and I was like, 'Yo, I'm gonna be at the game. What's up with the tailgates?'" Cody was like, "Oh yeah, I got the tailgate. I'll hit you up." Cody never hit me up. And this is back when Cody was super fan, dressed up all the time, had head to toe in mask and gloves, dreads. I thought Cody was a black dude. I'm not gonna lie to you.
So oh, you did Cody, tell me that the first time we
I
talked.
Did tell
like,
you,
hold
I,
up.
I was, because I was, I mean, no offense, but I was like, no white dude could be this funny. Like, I mean, yeah, I mean, let's be honest, right? Like, you had some good humor, and I saw the food that you cooked. I was like, man, so you season your food way too much. Let's be honest.
Chicken. There ain't no way he's a white guy.
This guy, exactly. So, so we go from there. Cody puts out a feeler on Twitter. He says, "I'm about to start a podcast. I wanted, you know, get some people to do a sound drop." So I came in, I did a sound, send in a sound drop, got used, started making a couple calls, got picked up for the Real Talk segment. We had a co-host at the time, co-host left. And then I kind of moved into a larger role, and Cody and I friendship blossomed into the beautiful thing that it is today.
Salt and pepper. We're like Woody and Buzz. I've been watching too many Disney movies lately. We got a super chat here. Shout out to Chris G. If Carr doesn't live up to the hype, make the playoffs, compete in the division, do we move on? I love Carr. I hope he does well. And I'll start it. Kenny, I'll let you finish it. I think, yeah, I mean, it kind of goes like that with any high-paid quarterback. And we're in a position to where, you know, as long as things go smooth and everything goes according to plan, and there's nothing wild during this COVID football season, and he plays how we expect him to play, I think he should be fine. But, yeah, I mean, I think it's like that almost with any NFL player. If you're in a position to succeed and maybe you're the reason that you think that your team's not going to make the playoffs or compete, then yeah, I mean, yeah, you move on. But we just kind of sit with the notion that I think you will. What about you, Kenny?
Yeah, I mean, I think that, like you said, to piggyback on that, I think that, you know, if you're not performing to the standard of what, you know, is expected, then obviously the team's going to make a move, right? I think that, you know, John Gruden and Mike Mayock have made it abundantly clear that they have put the pieces in place to help Carr succeed. They expect this team to succeed. And if, you know, the team doesn't succeed for offensive reasons, then obviously that blame is going to go on Carr. Now, looking at the offense and looking at what we have in Carr's history and what he's done offensively, I don't think that there should be an issue. But, you know, if it runs down to the path where he's not doing it, of course, I mean, they may explore other options. But, you know, I think that, you know, Chris, you hit the nail on the head. We want Carr to succeed. We want to see him succeed. I saw Mo Moten put out a really good quote. And he said, people that say they're not rooting for Carr to fail but want Mariota to start are basically rooting for Carr to fail, because that means your starting quarterback, something happened to him or he's not doing well. So, you know, ultimately we want to see our quarterback do well. We want to see him succeed. We want to see this team win. That's why we watch the games. That's why we're Raiders fans. That's why we become fans, because of the history of this team, the historical wins, the championships, the winningest football team of the longest time up until 2005. And so, you know, those are all things that we look at about this team. But I think that, you know, one, I think Carr is going to lead us to the playoffs. And two, if he doesn't, then yeah, they may reevaluate that position.
Yeah. So I got this, Stagecoach Casino, this message on the side I just got right now. It's got me dying laughing. I'm just saying, like, it doesn't matter, fellas. Like, just because it has a light, it don't mean you need it. I'm not saying you need it, fellas. It just has a little light on there to help you get around around the stuff. Oh man, that's hilarious. Great evaluation though, Kenny. Shout out to some new faces in the chat. Of course, we got Twitter coming through. Shout out to Raina. Raina's in the chat.
What up, Raina?
Different people. We got Chris, Halfbreed, Donnie, Jake Peters, Politically Aware, Sean, Raider Rue. Yeah, we got a lot of new faces. So, Njoku, what's going on, buddy? A lot of familiar faces, some new faces in there. One question I saw here: predictions for Cleveland Farrell sacks. So, ooh, what do you think, Kenny?
We'll start with this one. I like Farrell. I was a big Farrell guy coming out of college. I wanted him at 4. I have tweets that. I will say that I have screenshots. The receipts are there. I still believe in Farrell. I think that, you know, obviously with his rookie year, he had a few minor setbacks. He was put in positions that he wasn't used to. He got sick, so on and so forth. But I think that Farrell is going to move forward and make some big strides. We saw that he put on some weight this year. He looks like he's been training a lot. I've seen a lot of videos of him training on the off season. See him training after camp. Well, I think that's going to translate to more sacks. I think that Farrell's number is still probably going to be sub double digits, but I think he's going to be sitting right there at 9. I think that he could be teetering around that 10-11 range, but I think a lot of those may go to the interior line. I think Malik Collins, Jonathan Hankins, Mo Hurst may get a little more sacks in there because of the pressure that he and Max Crosby and Carl Nassib are going to be putting on the edge. I think realistically, a guy that I'm most concerned about and a guy that I'm, you know, have the most questions swirling about is Arden Key. I think that, you know, looking at him, he came into camp with a cast on his hand. He hasn't really gained any weight. I haven't seen much of him in the offseason. You know, he was called out by Gruden. He was also very public about not wanting Clowney. So, you know, the radar's, I mean, the target's kind of on him to see what he's going to do. And I know I veered off topic a little bit, but I think that Farrell's not a guy that we're going to need to worry about. I think that Arden Key is kind of a guy that I'm looking at.
Yeah, Arden Key, here's my thing, and I had seen a Jadeveon Clowney something or other in the chat earlier, and that kind of still brings me to this point, even with Cleveland Farrell. Now, don't get me wrong, guys. I'm a Cleveland Farrell believer. Like, you make that jump into year two, develop a little bit, find that role. I think he's going to do great. I think pushing double-digit sacks, I think that's right where he's going to be. Now, you can still bring in Jadeveon Clowney And Cleveland, that doesn't mean anything. That doesn't mean that we give up on Cleveland Farrell. That doesn't at all. Cleveland Farrell could still have a huge role as the third defensive end on the roster. Like, you're not going to have four defensive linemen out there 100% of the snaps. Like, you're not going to have Max Crosby, Cleveland Farrell, Mo Hurst, and Malik Collins out there 100% of the snaps. Guys in the middle are going to get tired. Max Crosby's going to get tired after a while. He's going to rotate out here and there. Cleveland Farrell, I mean, as great as he's going to be, and I think he could sneak in and get some sacks. Shout out to Lucille. Lucille in the chat. We got some merch coming through. She's actually working with Ricky's on donations. So make sure you follow Lucille on Twitter. Get that link. I wish I had it with me or I'd tell it to you. Lucille, drop it in the chat or drop it your handle in the chat so people can follow you and get that. So I completely lost where I was going here, but adding Jadeveon Clowney to it, yes, adding Jadeveon Clowney to this mix isn't gonna hurt anything that Cleveland Farrell's doing. He could still push double digit sacks coming off the bench, or even, I mean, shoot, he could freaking be almost a starter for all we know with Jadeveon Clowney. I don't know, their numbers are pretty similar. I'd still say Clowney's more impactful. But now talk about Arden Key coming out saying, like, I don't know, man. Like, was that weird to you? Like, I get it. Like, it's cool to have that attitude of we don't need nobody. But, like, bro, like,
We haven't done anything to say that we don't need anybody.
There's still, I mean, do we have an extended roster this year? But, I mean, there's still at least, 53 players that we need. Like, bro, like, right. We need guys. Like, it's not just you, Arden Key. I mean, I hope he steps up. And I loved, the value we got him at. Was the fifth round, I think, maybe, or something, or I forget where we ended up grabbing him, coming out of LSU, a talented guy. And it was his off the field concerns that made him drop that far, and he hasn't had any since. So I love what we got out of Arden Key, but come on, man, don't block talent that could come in here and join you. Like, I mean, that's just better. It's like Deion Jordan. And it's like, look at the 49ers. The 49ers, lose guys here and there. You know what I mean? They trade talent off if it's too big of a contract, and they come in, they bring in Deion Jordan. Like, they don't already have, the best defensive line in the league. And here we are, barely finally getting up to where we're middle of the pack again defensive line-wise, getting better. Why not add that guy? I mean, hey, like I said, I love the attitude, but, keep it just an attitude, up here in your head, and, don't make it public. Because now, we're right, I mean, seems to be, the top runner right now for Clowney, based on the teams, the Browns that ended up extending somebody, Seahawks signed somebody, they got their money kind of allocated everywhere. They it's announced us that they're in moving Tennessee. On. Us in Tennessee, and I think we got a pretty good shot with Tennessee, in my opinion. So I don't know, man. It's kind of weird.
Yeah, I mean, just to piggyback on that, as a defensive lineman myself, when I played, we had probably 8 solid quality linemen, and we would run a rotation. It was a different line. It was a different line every series. We were changing out during the series, and you want to keep your linemen fresh. That's the key to getting to the quarterback, to stopping the run. You want to have that continuity. You want to be able to have guys fresh. Big guys hate to run, and so when you're going down the field, if the defense is giving up on long drives, right? You want to be able to have guys that are in there fresh that can get after the ball. You want to be able to push those 3 and outs. If we can push 3 and outs and we have guys that are fresh every time, we're going to have a lot more consistency and continuity on defense. So if you can add a guy like Clowney, if you can add a guy, like a Malik Collins, like a Daniel Ross, those are guys that you bring in to increase the talent value around you, right? When we were talking about bringing in, somebody for the quarterback room, nobody said, oh, we don't need Marcus Mariota. No, we want to improve the quarterback room. We had Mike Glennon last year. On his first play, he fumbled the snap. If Carr goes down, or if we get to a spot where we clinch the first seed in the playoffs, right? Mm-hmm. We want Mariota to be able to come in and win some games for us. We want Mariota to come in and do some things. We want to have a backup quarterback that we can believe in. When we look at the receiving core, we don't say, you know what? We don't need an Odell Beckham Jr. We don't need an Antonio Brown. And I know we have our feelings about AB, but AB was still one of the best receivers. You want to bring in the talent. If you can bring in the talent and it's not going to create that much of a distraction, or if you can build the culture in your locker room, which I think that we have a much better culture in this locker room this year, with veterans, Rodney Hudson, Jason Witten, Darren Waller, Derek Carr, even young guys like Cleveland Farrell, Max Crosby, Jonathan Abram, we've created a culture. We've created a system in this locker room, in this team to where you want to bring in guys that want to win, that want to get better. So if we can bring in more talent, you can get this team better, to get this team over the hump, because realistically, we're not playing against 31 other teams in the league. We're really focusing on one team, and that's the Kansas City Chiefs, and we need to do whatever we can to beat the Chiefs.
Absolutely. Spitting fire, man. That's some...
That's some real talk.
I don't need this. These sound drops are going to be dangerous as the season rolls around. We're going to have some good ones here. I want to say there's been a couple super chats in here I want to address. First, shout out to Sonjoku, a regular donator to the YouTube chat. Appreciate everything that you do, man. I appreciate you listening. Thanks thanks for the nice comments. He says he sees Ruggs differently. That's what makes a nation great. Hey, you're 100% right. If you want to, if everything I said about him being a Z and not primarily being a slot receiver and you disagree, so be it. Hey, if I'm lining him up, I'll line him up wherever. I think he's that wide receiver. So I agree to – is that okay to say agree to disagree? I agree. I don't need to agree.
Yeah.
It's cool, man. Like, I like that. Good stuff. Second one, Watts Raider. Watts Raider, man. Always coming in with the shout-outs. We got to get him on the show here soon. We got to chit-chat.
Yeah, man.
Hopefully, you know, as we get more content pushing through here, we can get some more content creators on here and do some more stuff. I think I lost his comment here. Let me see if I can find it.
I got it. It said, says, maybe Marinelli feels like he has what he needs. If Connie won't take what we offer, so be it. I'm with you. You know, I mean, I'm with you. Look, if we're not going to overpay for a player, I think that we do have talent on this team. I think that we do have talent on this line. I'm just saying, if we can add more talent, then why not? I don't think that we're going to try to overpay for a guy. This isn't the days of, you know, Al Davis trying to win a championship, paying big top dollar for D'Angelo Hall or Javon Walker or Jamarcus Russell or, you know, Randy Moss or Warren Sapp. This is a team that's a young team. We've done a great job drafting. We've done a great job managing the salary cap. And we've done a great job in free agency. So I don't think Mike Mayock and John Gruden and Mark Davis are going to overpay for guys anymore. I think that those days are behind us.
Yeah. Another question here popping in from Josh Hughes. I'm not going to say, let's say Carr doesn't do well this season. Do you think we put Lynn Bowden in at quarterback or maybe next season? I'm going to say no. Although he was a quarterback in college and I'd say a pretty great college quarterback. Wasn't he has like a 40-something percent completion percentage. I think
47%.
That's shout out to Grizz Turner. I think he's told me about that a few times in our group chat. And I just don't think that he's that starting quarterback. We got Mariota. I mean, if we thought we could get like a 2-for-1 deal, I think that would have been like a deal and not get Mariota. But Mariota's the dude to put in there if that was the case. Like, absolutely. And it's cool because it's finally to the point to where, you know, we don't ever want this to happen. But there's times where, you know, Derek tweaks his ankle, things like that. If he comes out a drive, like, I finally feel confident of Mariota going out there and still cheering for him. Real quick. We're pretty deep into this thing. Kenny King, I don't know how much time you got, but, I mean, the questions are rolling. The topics are going. You want to keep this thing rolling for a little bit, dude? You got time.
I got some time.
We got some time tonight, Raider Nation. We got some time. And everything's running smooth, so we're just going to keep this thing going. If you're watching this for the first time and you're not subscribed to this channel, look yourself in the mirror and ask yourself, what is wrong with you? What is wrong with you if you're watching this right now and you're not subscribed to this channel? Subscribe. Turn on those bell notifications because post-game shows on this channel are going to be nuts. And Kenny King got that new fire internet, got that upload speed, baby. So we're going to be doing some dual screen chats here pretty soon. Kenny King, you got some stuff going on. Plug some of your stuff and plans for the future.
Yeah, man. So, you know, obviously I've got the YouTube channel. So if you guys aren't subscribed to my YouTube channel, make sure you hit that subscribe button. I believe Cody's got a link in here. If he doesn't, he should. You guys aren't following me on Twitter,
I'll add it.
Yeah, you know. If you guys aren't following me on Twitter, I don't know why you would even be on Twitter. but that's at @KennyKing_Jr. If you guys are on Instagram, that's at @the_KennyKing_Jr. And then I got some good news, and it's a big news. I'm actually going to be starting my own podcast. So I'll still be doing everything with Cody. I'll still be co-hosting the podcast. We'll still be doing the post games. But I'm branching off and doing my own thing. I'm going to be hopping on with James Kindred. And we're going to be looking at things from a lineman perspective. So not just Raider talk. We're going to be talking about all things NFL, all things football. It's going to be a little more encompassing. We're going to talk about life, food, entertainment, music, movies, all the things that, you know, people like to do, but we're going to look at it from a big dude perspective because, let's face it, living life as a big dude is way better than being a little dude, right? And so we're going to be dropping that soon. We're looking to hopefully start up in September. I'm still ironing out some details and trying to work on some things, but I will have some more information about that later.
Good stuff. Anthony dropping in, just finished his shift at Allegiant. Very nice inside, I promise you. Stuff that's never been done in a stadium. Very good looking stadium, apparently. We're hearing a lot of good comments. Going to see it in 2021 for our own eyes. Podcast, man. Happy for you. And best of luck. You're going to meet my good friend. And I shouldn't say good.
Who's that? Who's that? Equipment issues?
Yeah, technical difficulties. Technical difficulties is that friend that he's a great friend because just when you think he's not going to show up, he's there for you, and he shows up with some technical difficulties out of the blue. Yeah. Having a good day, and that good friend shows up for that good day. Yeah, technical difficulties. Good luck with him. I hope he hangs out with you more than he hangs out with me in the future. I shouldn't wish that upon you, but
don't wish that upon me. Wish that upon somebody else.
I've had my go arounds, man. I've had my go arounds. Yeah, Kansas City.
You know, wishing.
Kansas
wishing City for me to fail. Wishing for me to fail is like wishing.
Hey, it's not failure. That's not failure, because the technical difficulties are what help you the most. They help you the most. That's why he's a good friend. He helps you. You might not like
Cody,
it.
I'm tired of being disrespected right now. Run it.
Well, then do something about it, Kenny King. What is that? The comments? Oh, you're tired of do being something. Disrespected? Then yeah, I don't know, dude. I mean, hey, I get it. Like, cool. We all want wins. We all want to win football games. Like, we get it. But like, we're all still human, and it's crazy that everyone gets into these interactions like they're talking like, it's really getting to them. It's like, well, yeah, dude. Like, have you seen some of the stuff that people, like, tag him in say to him? Like, he's human. I get it. He's a football player, professional athlete. I mean, if I was to say anything, like, the only suggestion I can give for him, and that would really just be, like, you just kind of have to stay off social media at that point. I mean, he's not going to, and it sucks because he should be able to, like, you know, enjoy those things of being on social media with the fans. But unfortunately, like, there's just, like, really nothing you can do, and he's human, bro. Like, he's going to react, and he's gonna have emotion behind it because he cares, and he wants to be a Raider. He could be that quarterback that could be like, oh, you don't want me? See ya. Okay, cool. I'll go play for another organization, a fan base that does, like the Bears that were begging for him. I've heard Saints fans are wanting him to come back in. The New England Patriots would love to have Derek Carr step in this year. Like, there's so many different fan bases, and I'm sure organizations that would love to have his services, but he wants to be a Raider. And it's like, hey, that's why he has so much emotion into it. The day he doesn't care and sees it and doesn't care what the fan base is saying about him, then that's going to be the day that he just, like, walks right out the door. Yep. And if we don't have a viable option, then we're back to the revolving door quarterback that we had for 15 years, and we lose that continuity. But there's my rant. I'm done.
No, I got you. So, you know, that being said, because I don't want to make this a Derek Carr show. Let's get back. let's get back to the chat. I mean, let's get back to the chat and see if we got any questions in here. Could you imagine a home game to open up the stadium? Davis says he's not ruining it out. Well, I mean, aren't all?
What do you mean? What does that mean?
To open up the stadium?
I'm not sure. I'm not sure what that means. You read that right? Right? I didn't see it.
Yeah.
John Gruden's in the chat. Shout out John Gruden. Still reviewing your assistant coach job. I have it on my LinkedIn bookmarked.
John Gruden has never accepted my application. I just wanted to carry his film. That's it. And I guess he said I was underqualified. I don't know.
Who wins? Okay, I got a question. I'm not in the chat, but hopefully this qualifies. I saw this on Twitter, and I forget who posted it. Who is going to lead the team in touchdown receptions?
Ooh.
Like, I feel like there's, like, this dark horse of, like, Bryan Edwards. But.
You want to hear Mike?
Okay, yeah.
Foster Moreau.
Ooh, I like it.
Foster Moreau. And this is why. Foster Moreau is our red zone guy, right? So I think it's going to come down to either Foster, Jason, or Bryan Edwards, because those are our three red zone guys. I think that, you know, Foster had, what, five last year?
Yeah, five last year.
Half a year, yeah. Before he got hurt. I think that Foster's probably going to have... He's going to have more. I mean, I don't know. But I think that Foster Moreau is going to lead in receiving touchdowns. Now, did you say receiving touchdowns? Or did you say touchdowns altogether?
Receiving touchdowns? Right? Yeah.
Yeah. Because I was going to say
altogether, Josh, I think it'd be Josh Jacobs, yeah.
Yeah, Josh is going to have... I mean, Josh probably might have, you know, 15, 20 touchdowns this year.
Give me 20. Oh, yeah. Let's go, man. Let's go. Shout out to the chat real quick. I don't mean to cut you off here. I'm not sure... Your name here, but I'm going to take a wild guess at it. That's Simon, P-S-Y-M-O-N, Simon, Super Chat. Been watching since midseason last year. Keep up the quality and honest work. Appreciate that. Me and Kenny, like I said, if you're watching during the season last year, I felt like we had some pretty cool post-game shows that we used to record them at night. Like, it'd be like 3 or 4 hours after the game was over. Now we're just going to hit this thing like right. I mean, we're going to strike while the iron's hot. If you're watching a Raiders football game, as soon as that game is over, you better be clicking on YouTube or getting on Twitter, because this show is going to be going live like within a few minutes. Like, I want to be ready for it. And as soon as we're like able to go back, probably like the home opener weekend, we might still be in Vegas. I will be doing a post game show from Stage Door Casino. Shout out to Stage Door Casino. While you're in Vegas, make sure you visit Stage Door Casino. Let me go ahead and clip out that, so we're not blocking the address there. But visit Stage Door Casino in Las Vegas. Raider Nation's go to spot. It's going to be great, man. Stage Door Casino is going to be the place whenever you're there watching a Raider game, or there after a Raider game next year. It's going to be all the parties, night before parties. That's it. I mean, it's a Raider bar. It's about as good as it's going to get, because all silver and black. It's authentic. It's not those places. You're not going to go in there with your suit and tie. You're not going to get all fixed up. And you're not going to leave with $100 tab. So that's the way it's gonna go. Stage Door Casino.
If you leave with $100 tab, your time went on. I'm telling you that right now.
Oh man! Shout out to the chat. Chat is going nuts. And keep those questions and topics coming through, because we're just gonna keep this thing rolling for a little bit longer. So Foster Moreau, I like it. Foster Moreau, Bryan Edwards. I mean, Darren Waller could be in the mix. He was a little low last year, don't get me wrong, but it could come to the point now where things start to open up for him. But it's so crazy, because we have just such a wide range of weapons. It's almost hard to even like think of at that point, but $100 tab and an ambulance ride.
I'm telling you, man.
That's freaking great.
I saw here in the chat, it said, why do you charge to have people take pictures with you?
What, is that still a thing? Do people actually believe that still?
I think some people do. I think that, I don't know. It's funny because it's a joke.
Man, if you come up to me at a tailgate.
I don't even charge for a plate of food. I mean,
Won't even charge for a plate of food, let alone a picture. Like, come on, man. Like, that's ridiculous. It's ridiculous. Unless I'm like Tim Brown or Charles Woodson, like, you won't ever see me like, you know, charging for a picture. But yeah, I won't even charge you for a plate of food. I'll offer it to you. Don't take it and run and call me fake behind my back if you don't take it.
Real talk. Just make sure you tell me where the tailgate is next time.
Oh man. It's hard for me to keep up with this chat here. Brisket. Need some brisket. Ooh, see, we got to get some $20 for an autograph, though. I got to. Ooh, yeah. Hey, Jimmy James, what's going on? What's going on, Jimmy James? I played some NBA 2K with Jimmy James. Bumped into a lot of Raider fans, actually, on Xbox. Add me on Xbox. Raider Cody. I'm never on there, but you can add me as a friend. I'll accept your friend request within the next 10 to 12 business days. who do you predict will be the MVP for both the offense and the defense this year for the Raiders? We got two good questions here. We'll start with that one. You go first. Go ahead.
Offensive MVP, I think, is going to be Josh Jacobs. I think that, you know, it's going to, it's going to,
like, go ahead, whatever.
You know, I could have gone the Stan route and said Derek Carr, because I actually think that Derek Carr is going to ball out, and I think that he will probably win it. But I'm going to say Josh Jacobs. I think that, you know, he's going to be, him and Derek are going to be neck and neck for it. I think that they're both going to be the top two leaders on that, you know, on that offense out of the skill positions. Defensively, I think it's going to be Jonathan Abram. I think Jonathan Abram is going to have a healthy season. I think he's going to finish the season. I think that he is going to have a breakout season. This, you know, this is quote unquote his rookie year. I think he's going to have a handful of interceptions. He's going to have a handful of knockouts on Tyreek Hill. And I think that he is going to make some significant plays and make a Pro Bowl this year.
I got to kind of agree with you. It's hard to not pick Josh Jacobs just because, like, he's, I mean, just like a stud, absolute stud.
Right.
You know for a fact he's getting the ball half the time, really. So I'm going to have to side with you on Josh Jacobs. I'm taking the easy way out, too. No, in the chat, no, I will not be charging to add me on Xbox. this is great. So on the other end, man, there's so many different names on defense that could just show up and show out. Like, really, I mean, you can go with Max Crosby. You can go Abram. You can go Trayvon Mullen. Maybe Mullen turns into that awesome one. You know, you never know. Maybe Kwiatkowski turns into some stud middle linebacker out of nowhere. Corey Littleton lives up to what we expect, and he's that top 10, top 5 linebacker, and he balls out, right? And he just becomes that stud, that linebacker that we're not used to. Could be freaking Malik Collins. That was a big thing from John Gruden. Was it the Marinelli effect? Is that what he called it? Buying in the Marinelli effect. I think Malik Collins is going to come over with that and really convince the guys on the defensive line and turn this thing into a quarterback get in line. And that was the little Okie came out of me right there. There's a quarterback
get in line. There.
Yeehaw! Wow. Tell you what. Boy,
that's a
quarterback getting line, man.
No, but you know what? You look at what Marinelli's done. You know, you look at what he did in Tampa Bay. You look at what he had down in Dallas. I mean, the results are there. I think that Marinelli is going to make it a vast improvement on that defensive line. Not to say that Brenton Buckner wasn't a great coach. I think that, and I saw somebody had said something about Brenton Buckner being, you know, grade school compared to a doctorate, and I don't buy that. You know, Buckner's only been doing it for a few years, and he was able to motivate this team to elevate their sack totals, to get better against the run. But what I see from Marinelli is more of a defensive coordinator mindset. And Marinelli's older, obviously. He's been around a little bit longer, but he's bringing in some of his own guys, and he has, you know, he's got that approach to it. And I think that, you know, his track record speaks for itself, to where this defensive line is going to get after it, and these guys want to play for him. And, you know, if you don't want to play for him, you got to go. And, you know, we saw that with PJ Hall.
I had a question here that I was going to ask, and it was really good. Oh, how do you, okay. Shout out to,
and on to the next one, I guess.
Dustin Matthews. How do y'all feel about Raider Nation straight up took over the Sports Illustrated Swimsuit Rookie of the Year competition for Josephine? Yeah, hey, I'm telling you, I try to do like a hard plug, and they have like the little statistics. Raider Nation came through, man, had like 1,500 like clicks on that link, and I was like, let's freaking go. Like, we are voting. And it was cool how she dedicated that to Josh Jacobs. Like, I ain't getting snubbed. I'm dedicating this thing to Josh Jacobs for him getting snubbed, and we're going to win this thing for Raider Nation. That was dope, man. It's so cool how, like, she's kind of like a newer fan because of Bones. And like, both of them, man, they're just so bought in. They just, like, bleed silver and black. Like, I mean, they have their own thing. Like, she's a model for Sports Illustrated. He's a global musician and does crazy things. Like, it was like one of the first produced music videos all over. Like, it was like every single continent in the world, like, he visited, and he's like wearing a Woodson jersey, hat, all this like different stuff. They just bleed silver and black, so no better victory than for her. True rookie of the year. Now,
it couldn't be a better person. I mean, Josephine and Bones are great human beings. You know, we've had the opportunity to talk to them a lot, you know, on football and a personal level, and they're just great human beings. They did, you know, they were very generous in their donations for our Greater Youth Foundation. You know, they've been very vocal in, you know, in supporting the Raiders and being there, and, you know, they're just great people. And, you know, I couldn't happen to a better person. It's great that it happened for Raider Nation, and, you know, congrats, Josephine.
Yeah, someone said to get Josephine in the chat. We're going to actually, I've been working on this for a little while. We're just going to find the right time. We want to get Josephine and Bones on the show, but maybe we're going to wait and maybe try and do something live one day. We'll see. I don't know. We'll see how that goes. We're going to do it. We'll do it the right way for him. We met him last year at the final game. One question here popped up earlier. Could we see two defensive linemen with double-digit sacks? I'm going to start this one off, Kenny, by saying yes, Max Crosby. And even though Malik Collins hasn't been that guy to just like blow up with a huge sack total, really, I think maybe he had one good season where he was right there. I'm going to say Malik Collins does. He's entering his prime. I'm watching these videos. I get it. Like, he's not obviously in a game scenario. They're just drills, but he looks nimble and he looks good. I think Malik Collins, Max Crosby are going to be my two. What about you?
I'm going to say no. But the reason why I'm going to say no is because I think that everybody's going to eat. I think that Max Crosby's going to have double digits. I think that Farrell's going to be right below double digits. I think Nassib's going to be right in the mix at about, you know, four or five. I think Collins is going to be, you know, right around six or seven. Hurst is probably going to be around six or seven. Hankins will probably have two. Arden Key, maybe two, three. But I don't know. And I want them to get double digits, obviously, but I'm going to think logistically and how this offense or how this defensive line rotation is going to go. And I don't see two guys getting double digit sacks.
I don't like your attitude.
Well, you know what? Go out there and prove me wrong.
You know what, though? And that's okay, because in all, like you're saying, you rounded out, because it doesn't matter. Even like Max. Like, Max could get just like eight sacks this year. But as long as the entire unit goes out there, like, maybe we combine for 40 still. Who freaking cares?
Yeah.
Who cares? It's not fantasy football, fellas. Like, we're winning football games. You know, it's going to take a whole unit.
I don't care how we get there. I don't care how we get there. Just get there.
Yeah. Absolutely. Raider Gabe in the chat. Do you see us as the Tennessee Titans of last year? But with a high-powered offense and decent defense. Now, I would say, yeah, like, you know, like, I guess kind of how they came out of nowhere in a way. I could see us like a Tennessee Titans. But our Sierra, I guess the high-powered offense thing, that's where you're coming in. That's where I see the difference, because I feel like we're going to be able to morph a little bit, change, and not just rely on Derrick Henry to just carry the entire offense and let Tannehill throw for 70 yards in a playoff game. Like, that's not going to be our offense. So
right.
I could see it. And if our defense can get anywhere near that level, ooh, man. I mean, they got a well-rounded football team, and I'd like that. I'd like that.
Yeah, I mean, who wouldn't want to make the playoffs, right? Who wouldn't want to be competing for, you know, in the AFC Championship game? So would I like to see them be the Tennessee Titans of last year? Of course, absolutely. I think that we have the potential to be better. I think that, you know, Derek Carr has more talent than Ryan Tannehill. It's just facts. I think that, you know, obviously Derek Henry is an absolute monster and a mountain of a man. And what he does out there is he's a top 10 running back in the league. And I think Josh Jacobs is right there. He's a different player, but he has the ability to break a game wide open. He has the ability to, you know, take control over a game and turn things around. I think that dynamically our receiving core is better, you know, especially with the addition of Henry Ruggs. I think that our tight end core is incredibly better, and I think that our offensive line is better. And they've got a great offensive line. Shout out Taylor Wong, one of the boys. but our offensive line is better, you know, and, you know, defensively, I think that we could be better. I haven't seen anything that, you know, here's the thing with our defense is we've got a lot of great names on paper, but we haven't seen them together. We've got a lot of new starters. We've got a lot of young guys. We've got a lot of rookies that are going to be coming in and taking positions. And until I see it, I have to go with the thought that this defense is going to be better, but I need to see it in order to form a, you know, a solid assumption.
100%. Kenny King, I think we had a pretty good chat here. Shout out to everybody in the chat room watching this video right now, still on the live stream. Shout out to everybody in the podcast that made it through this hour and 15 minutes, whatever we're getting through. Some long shows, weekly shows. Pretty soon we'll be going back to like bi-weekly, doing like a midweek show, like Wednesday, Thursday, doing our post-game shows. Some people in the chat talking about merch. Maybe in the future, might make some shirts for the show, something. We'll see. We did it once before. I haven't done it in a long time. Just haven't really been about it, focused on the content. But hey, if you guys want to buy it, maybe we'll do something like that. Also, saw someone say, like the video, like the video, like the video. Is that all I got? You think I convinced him? Was that good?
Hey, like the video.
Yeah, hey, please.
And subscribe to my damn YouTube channel. Come on.
And subscribe to Kenny King's YouTube channel. Is that too much to ask for? Hey, like, you know what I mean? Like, I'm out here, like, you know, working my butt off, guys. I mean, not really. I'm having a pretty good time. But, yeah, support the show. Subscribe. Hit the subscribe button. Hit the like button. Subscribe to Kenny King's. Be on the lookout for the podcast. So, Kenny King, we're going to wrap this thing up. Why don't you, in typical fashion, why don't you close us out?
I'd love to. Raider Nation, we got training camp that's underway. We have our first week in the books. Also, make sure you go out there, you go on Twitter, you give a shout-out to Mike and Mandy Mayock. Today is their anniversary. They're celebrating their anniversary today. So the Raiders have the day off. Mike and Mandy have their anniversary. So give them a shout-out. John Gruden's birthday is coming up on August 17th. So obviously he doesn't have social media, but I know it's going to be a huge day for him because the Raiders are getting pads on. So as we know, John Gruden's favorite day is pad day, and I'm excited about it because we're going to see what this team can do with some pads on. We're going to get some hitting. We're going to get some good content out there. Me and Cody are going to be putting out more content coming up, and I'm excited about everything that's coming. I'm excited about season. I'm excited about these post games. I'm excited about the pod. Raider Nation, until next time. Kenny
King, real talk. Sports are coming back, and so are your chances to bet on your favorite teams and events. Major League Baseball is finally kicking off this week, and there's no better place to start wagering than our exclusive partners, BetOnline. Check out all the odds, futures, and props to bet on, all available 24/7. And with the return of sports, BetOnline sat down with former pro players Eddie George, Harold Reynolds, and seven-time NBA champ Robert Horry. See what they had to say on what it'll be like playing without fans in a series they're calling Fandemic. Visit betonline.ag for all your odds and up-to-date sports news. Remember to use promo code BLUEWIRE to receive your new welcome bonus. That's promo code BLUEWIRE. BetOnline, your online wagering experts.